Slide 20, accounting for gaps. A couple of slides ago, I mentioned that one of the most frequent questions we receive is how to account for gaps or whether or not to do so. And our feeling is that it's not just okay to account for them, but it's really a good idea. We are human beings and we're wired up to fill in the blanks. And because of the way we're wired up to fill in the blanks, we usually fill blanks in with negative thoughts or information, completely unsubstantiated, but that's what we do. And regardless of why you've been on sabbatical, it's a good idea to account for the time. These next couple of examples are taken from actual resumes that we've done with people. I just want to note that in the actual resume, this would be all black type. For purposes of this slide, I've used blue and red to highlight the information so that you can see it more readily. But on your own resume, I would not use color to denote this.